At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain-free Friday. Farrell stole 1 hour, minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200. It's Farrell on the bench. What a game last night in Sunrise. The Edmonton Oilers were down 3-0 after the first period to the champs, the Panthers. But they scored three of their own over the next 20 in the second period to make it 3-3. They took the lead 4-3. Then they give up the equalizer in the last seconds of regulation to send the game between these two great teams into overtime. So what happened? The Oilers ended up beating the Panthers 5-4 in Game 4 Thursday night to tie the series on Leon Dirty Dreisaitl. Dirty Dreisaitl's playoff record, fourth overtime goal. Chris Knobloch, the coach, said games like that, it's exhausting. It's a roller coaster. Two good teams playing as hard as they can, playing the right way. Obviously, with what's on the line, it's stressful. There's a lot on the line, but it is fun, and I think our guys are having fun, enjoying the moment. How about it? They're enjoying it more when you're tied at 2 apiece and you would have been down 3-1 and on the brink of losing to Florida in the final for the second straight year. Instead, they go home to Rogers Place in Farrell, Alberta for Game 5 on Saturday night, all even at 2s. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins said, better than it could have been, but obviously a long way to go. He scored the Oilers' first goal in Game 4. We're just excited to get back home, he said, and play in front of our fans. And Saturday night is going to be pretty fun. Dreisaitl's goal, 11-18 into overtime. The fourth session of extra hockey between these teams came after Jake Walman put Edmonton ahead with 6 minutes left in the third. And then Reinhart tied it for Florida with 19 seconds left. Dreisaitl said, that's what we do. We're a resilient group. He also scored to win Game 1 in overtime, if you'll remember. We're never going to quit no matter what. We'll take it and go home. The Oilers became the first road team to rally from down 3 to win a game in the final since the Canadiens against the Seattle Metropolitans in 1919. You heard me. Only 6 teams have come back from down 3 in the final, the last time in 2006. Edmonton fell behind 3-0 in the first period on a pair of goals by Matt Tkachuk and another with 41 seconds left from Lundell. And that could have been the backbreaker. But Knobloch pulled Skinner from goal after his starter allowed those 3 on 17 shots in the first. So he went with Calvin Pickard, the journeyman backup, who won all 6 of his starts this playoffs before he got injured, and he stopped the first 18 shots he faced with some huge saves in overtime before Dreisaitl scored. It really was unbelievable. Pickard was crazy good, and then the comeback. Nugent Hopkins, Nurse, and Podkolzin all scored in the second period. The Oilers held on, went ahead on Walman's goal, and then they had to deal with more adversity when Reinhart sent it to overtime. The first final since 2013 with 3 of the first 4 games needing overtime and the 5th all time. Tkachuk said, there were chances everywhere. Both teams had good looks. I mean, one of their players, it hits off a skate and hits the post. We got lucky there. It's a game of inches. Well, it sure is. But how about yesterday on Pharrell Coast to Coast? I gave you the Oilers plus 128. I gave you the over 6.5 goals. And on live television, I said Draisaitl would score the winning goal in overtime. And it happened. I'm 4-0 picking money lines in the Stanley Cup final. I'm 4-0 picking totals. And I picked overtime for game one. And I picked Draisaitl to score the overtime winner last night. Facts documented all on live television and on Sirius XM 159. Everybody knows I did it. I have been on fire. And while I'm at it, I have hit the first three spreads of the NBA Finals. So shake that up, baby. So it's all on the line tonight for the Thunder and Indy at the Fieldhouse. Oak City and Indiana. Game four. Pacers up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. Oak City laying 6.5. 226.5 is the number. 8:30 on ABC tonight. It's going to be thick, son. Let's just get down to business. The U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn was the leader after round one. You got golf all day on Friday and all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday, Father's Day, to determine the U.S. Open champion at Oakmont in Western Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh. They're really rocking in Boston. Pittsburgh, P.A., yeah. Let's look at the baseball scoreboard. The Mets held on. They were up 4-0. They beat the Nationals 4-3 at Citi Field. They keep getting it done. Senga got hurt, maybe a hammy on a play over at first base, trying to get a runner out, and he came up lame. Texas, twice in 3 days, scores 16 runs. They beat the Twins 16-3. Corbin is 4-5. The Rockies somehow had their first walk-off, 8-7 over the Giants, ending their 7-game winning streak. They got it done at Coors in the ninth inning. Scooble dominant again. He's 7-2 with a 1.9 ERA. 4-1, he beat the O's at Camden. Warren, as in Warren Miller ski movies, 1-0 over the Royals in Kansas City for the Bombers sweep. Leiter got the win. Warren pitched great. Williams, his ninth save. Judge took the night off, so he didn't hit a home run. But he hit home runs in every other game there. And, I mean, one of them was a 470-foot shot. Your boy Mizorowski, they called him up, the Brewers. He was dominant in his first start. He pitched 5 no-hit innings, no hits, before leaving after he had a right calf and quadricep problem. But the Brewers got it done, 6-0 over the Cardinals. I gave you that winner with that rookie yesterday on Pharrell Coast to Coast. He won his first game. He slipped on the mound after throwing his third pitch of the sixth. The Meds came out. They said, let's go, you're done. He's 6-7. And he dominated, 5 strikeouts, 4 walks. He was pitching. His high was 102.2. The guy had it all going. He beat Sonny Gray. And let's face facts, this kid is something. He threw 14 pitches of at least 100 miles an hour. Coming into the game, all Brewer starters had combined for 8 pitches of 100 mile an hour or more under pitch tracking that began in 08. So that is crazy watching this kid pitch. He can really bring it. The Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2 at Wrigley. Jameson shots of Tyone over Haney. Presley got the save for the Cubbies on the north side. And the Astros held on to beat the White Sox 4-3. Valdez improved to 7-4. All right, let's look at the rest of the weekend, starting with Friday's games in baseball. A day game. It's Skeens Day at Wrigley, Pirates and Cubs. You can get Skeens at even money. It's Skeens against Horton, 220 on MLB Network from the north side of Chicago. Everything else under the lights. Marlins and Nats, Cabrera and Parker never loses. Jays and Phillies, Gausman and Suarez. Angels at the O's. Kokainowitz against Morton the Fisherman. Reds at Tigers. Martinez against Montero. Yanks and Red Sox at Fenway. Yarbrough and, don't call me, Davy Crockett Crochet. Rays at Mets at City. Bradley and Holmes. Rockies and Braves in Hot Town. Marquez and the Elder Statesman. White Sox are at Texas. Hauser against no one yet for the Rangers. Twins and Astros in Houston. Paddock against Flash Gordon. A's at Royals. Severino against Waka Waka Waka. Cards at Brewers. Fetty against Peralta. Padres at Diamondbacks. Kolek against Nelson. Guards at Mariners. Williams against Luis Castillo. And 10-10 on MLB Network. It's the Giants and Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. Logan spinning a web against Yamamoto. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Marlins and Nats kick it off. Williams for the Nats, nobody for the Marlins yet. Reds at Tigers, Singer against Flaherty. Pirates at Cubs, Burrows against Oil Can Boyd. Angels at O's, Anderson against Sagano. Jays at Phillies, Francis and Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez. White Sox undecided at the Rangers at Globe. DeGrom for the Rangers, he'll win. Rockies at Braves, Dollander and Strider. Rays at Mets, Rasmussen against McGill at Cuddy. Twins at Astros, Ryan against Brown. A's at Royals, Lopez against Lorenzen. Cards at Brewers, Pallant against Quintana. On Fox at 7:15, Saturday night, Yankees and Red Sox, Rodon against Dobbins. Padres at Diamondbacks, Burgert against Gallen of Milk. Guards at Mariners, Bybee against Kirby's Dreamland. He's coming off a 14-strikeout effort. And 10-10 on MLB Network Saturday night, Giants and Dodgers in Lipstick City. Raup against Clayton Kershaw. Those are all of Saturday's games. Now let's look at Father's Day Sunday. It starts at 12:05 at Comerica in Detroit. Reds and Tigers. Miley against Gibson, whatever his name is. I got to get the kid's name right. Gibson Long. It'll be his second start since they brought him up. Anyway, Angels owes it. Camden Kikuchi against Maury Povich. Rockies and Braves in Hot Town. Gomber against Chris Sale. Marlins and Nats. Perez against Tipper Gore. MLB Network at 1:35. Yankees and Red Sox in Boston. Freed Chicken against Bayo. Scott Bayo. Blue Jays and Phillies at the Bank. Berrios against Wheeler. Rays and Mets at City and Queens. Boz against Canning. Twins at Astros. Woods Richardson against Walter. And then A's and Royals in Kansas City, Springswater against Cameron Diaz. Cards, Brewers in Milwaukee, Mikolas against the Priester. Pirates at Cubs, Helen Keller against Diarrhea. White Sox at Rangers, Smith against Undecided for Texas. Guardians and M's, Ortiz and Hancock in Seattle. Padres and Diamondbacks in the desert. Pavetta against Merrill Lynch Kelly. And then Sunday Night Baseball, it's the Giants and Dodgers in la-la-la-la-la-la-la Lipstick City at Dodger Stadium. Harrison against Dustin May. There's all of your baseball through the weekend and Father's Day. The UFC has a card Saturday night, the main event, Usman against Buckley. Also on the card, my favorite girl, Thug Rose. So Namajunas Thug Rose is fighting Miranda Maverick. Cody Garbright is on the card as well against Barcelos. And other than that, I could give a rat's ass about it. The Popo in Miami-Dade County seeking to arrest former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown on a charge of attempted murder. It stems from a shooting Brown was allegedly involved with in a celebrity boxing event in Miami last month. The warrant shows a charge of attempted murder with a firearm. It also instructs Brown to post a $10,000 bond and remain on house arrest until his trial, according to reports coming out of South Florida. All the witnesses are saying that Brown was the shooter and two shell casings were found at the scene. It all happened last month. He rambled on about it on social media and now he's going to get busted for it. So that's everything. You're set up on a Friday. I'm live at 3 on Pharrell Coast to Coast on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, and SportsGrid.com/watch. We're streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live. We're on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Search SportsGrid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159 on Sirius XM. And we're on Sports Byline USA. Get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money. Everybody loves it. Everyone knows what happens. We hit bets. We got AI bets. We're making cash, stacks of it, bands of it, and everybody's talking about us. They just won't admit that they do it. Watch Profit play 7 days a week for all the picks. Watch Pharrell Unplugged. Watch Pharrell and the Profit. Watch Jim Florentine's comedy specials. You're going to love the app. It's Pharrell and the Profit. Sign up today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 today. On C2C on Sports Grid. Check out.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.